Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have another awesome CyberBacker on the show today. So, Daryl, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
There we go. We're very excited, of course, to talk to you about your experience with CyberBacker and how it's everything going so far. But before we do that, I'm just quite curious, how long have you been with CyberBacker, Daryl?
I started July 24th.
Oh.
So I think I'm going fifth, actually.
Okay. There we go. Fifth month with CyberBacker so far. First time working virtually?
Yes.
Now, can you tell us a bit about your background then and what led you to join CyberBacker, Daryl?
Well, it's actually been a long time coming. I've been planning to do independent jobs since 2018, right before the pandemic. But before I thought of that, I've been working in the BPO industry for quite some time now. Let's say around 12 plus years already. Yes.
Tons of experience there.
Yes. So I'm pretty sure that a lot of BPO people would agree that if you have been in that business for quite some time, you'll get the sense of monotony. You know, gets kind of boring doing the same thing different day. You know, yeah. So, and of course, you know, just to explore new things, new environment, new people.
Yeah, totally agree with what you said. It's really the BPO interview. I didn't work there for 12 years, just like you. I only worked there for, I think, 5-6 years. But yeah, every day, different. Different day, same stuff, same things to do, right? Again, it gets really gets on the way you think. Is this going to be what I'm going to do for the next 5, 7, 10 more years, right? Something that could be very, very, what do you call that? I forgot the term. It just really boggles your mind. Really have a hard time accepting that, right? But now, new world, virtual world, now with CyberBacker. So since it's your first time being a part of the virtual world, what's been the most interesting part of it so far?
Well, the first obvious thing would be I enjoy working from home. Especially when I'm close to my family,
yeah,
to my gaming PC, and I can eat whenever I want, and sleep right away during my lunch time. You know, you don't have to walk a few minutes to the sleeping quarters or whatnot. So, those are the obvious things. And. And of course, you know, to get the elephant out of the room, of course, the pay is great. Yeah, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of feedbacks back in 2018 that, independent contractors are getting more success than BPO people. Mm-hmm. So I've been thinking about that, and I said to myself, why not? You know, if I have the resources, the capabilities, and the skills, why not? I mean, we all want a better, you know, a place, a greener pasture, and especially when you're raising a family, all you want is best for your career.
Absolutely agree with you there, man. So 2018, you've already been thinking about jumping ship, moving to the virtual world. So how did you find out about CyberBacker then, if you don't mind me asking?
It's word of mouth.
Word of mouth. There we go. So word of mouth. Did someone refer? Someone specifically referred you here, or someone within CyberBacker, or?
Yes, it's actually my friend.
There we go. So shout out to your friend right there, introducing CyberBacker to Daryl. Now, again, it's just 5 months with CyberBacker so far. What do you find different about the culture of CyberBacker? Because I know in the BPO industry, there's a specific type of working environment there. It could be different with CyberBacker. So are there any differences? And how's it treating you so far?
Actually, it's been night and day, to be honest with you. Everything is night and day. Because before, when I was with the BPO industry, I was a mission control analyst.
Wow.
And I was also a global user administrator, where I get to reset some logins when they expire, when they get locked out. So my duties were like to manage people. So not only agents, but managers, and the clients, supervisors at the same time. When you make a mistake, you know how that goes, you know. and of course the pressure from the top going to you, right below you, it never ends.
So a lot of stress then, right?
Yes. And the ratio of compensation to the amount of work that you're, you know,
putting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really draining every single day.
So how about now, though, with CyberBacker? If you could describe it, let's say, in the first 5 months that you've been with us, how would you describe the environment in CyberBacker?
Well, I think if I'm going to, condense it, it's like I'm working, but I'm not working, you know? Because the tasks that I'm doing is the tasks that I love to do. Yeah. And it's not all the time that I have multiple tasks. There are some days that there are only a few tasks at hand. So I do have a lot of resting time, you know. I get to chill and relax when there's nothing to do. But of course, there's that the energy that I've been accustomed to when I was in BPO. That when you don't have anything to do, at least you need to find some tasks to keep you going. You know, to keep your mind busy. Yeah, I mean everything is night and day, and I'm enjoying
a different world.
Yeah, I'm not sugarcoating it, you know, but I'm really enjoying every bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, good to know. Good to know you're having a great experience with CyberBacker so far. Now, being it's your first time working virtually, then have there been any challenges for you? Anything that's been unusual? Challenges that you've gone through so far. A lot of people that I talk to are like people who are not from the BPO industry would say like, the time zones, sometimes working at night, things like that, but they've adjusted to it. How about you? Any challenges so far?
Well, first of all, time zones are not a thing. I've been working different shifts all my BPO career, so that don't matter to me. I think one of the biggest challenges would be the anxiety. What to do here, you know, or I'm not anxious about what I can do because I know what I'm capable of. The anxiety of what's gonna happen, you know, how do these people, you know, work? What's their system, you know? And the initial challenge that I have when I worked with a client was I'm now working with Americans, all of them. I'm the only Filipino guy over there. You know, I'm used to working with at least one Filipino, okay. You know, a partner. Yes, when I was in mission control, we have some shifts because the count is operating at 12 hours. So one has to
Wow.
be an opener, one has to be the closer. So,
Right.
but this time it's only one shift, and I'm the only Filipino guy. I mean, it's not that challenging, but
Something you
it's.
get used to.
Yes, it's a new world.
New world. But you never know, right? Maybe client or cyber CEO might probably have another cyber backer there on board, probably in the future. You never know what's going to happen. Now, in the 5 months, last question, in the 5 months that you've been with CyberBacker, though, what's been the biggest success or any success stories that you have so far in the past 5 months?
Well, when I was a teenager, when I was in college, what I'd like to do is to illustrate. I'm because I'm artistic. I draw some things. I'm into drawing. I'm into designing and stuff.
Wow.
So when I learned that I was gonna do social media things like putting up some houses for sale, some posters, some ads and whatnot. So that interested, that gave me an interest that that this is something that I actually didn't expect this. So when I learned that this is what I'm gonna do, I'm actually excited that I get to use my talents, not just the brains, but also
Talents.
the talents. Yeah. So just like I said, it's like working but not working because I love what I'm doing and I'm having fun at the same time. So I think that's one of my biggest successes that I get to do what I love to do, and I also receive some good feedbacks, not just from my head backer, but from my client as well.
No, good to know. Imagine you're already loving what you're doing here with CyberBacker. Imagine what else you can do, what else you can achieve the next year or so, more years to come with CyberBacker, of course. Now, I know you're aware of this. One of our core values here in CyberBacker is relationships. So before we go, would you want to give them a quick shout out to the people that have helped you all throughout your journey with us?
Yes, absolutely. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Craig for investing and trusting us Filipinos to or and to and for giving us the opportunity to or for people like me to work in this environment and for giving us a great platform to represent our skills to the world and our talents, our intelligence at the same time. And as well as my friend, can I mention his name?
Yeah, sure, of course, sure,
Yeah,
sure.
he's Keith. He's actually one of the social media for
Backers, yeah. Wow.
CyberBackers. He referred me back in 2018. So believe it or not, right now here we are. Yes, and also to my mentors, my head backer Joyce Interior, my career backer Marvin, and for the rest that I can no longer remember their names, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
There we go. Now we are looking forward to talking to you again, probably sometime in the future. Check up on you. How's everything been going? Of course, we're very excited to seeing your success. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about CyberBacker, please don't forget to visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Again, Daryl, thank you very much for being on the show today, man.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like CyberBacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with CyberBacker. Till next time.